This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Orioles lineup is out for tonight's rubber match against the Guardians. 6:35 first pitch, Baltimore baseball tonight at 5:30 live from Pickles Pub. Bob Haney and Oriole Hall of Famer Mike Bordick. Lineup is very interesting, and we will give it to you after the break, because joining us right now is IA Hall of Famer Phil Sims. And Phil, Shedeur Sanders, there's been plenty of varying opinions on him and how his game will translate to the NFL level. How do you see it translating to the pros?
Oh, my gosh. Here we go. First off, Tim, Jason, good to talk to you guys.
Thank you, brother. Everything.
My favorite saying every year in this, I just can't believe this guy is falling. Okay, that's my thing. I'm sure you guys have talked about it. I've said it to Jason. You know, we got people that are not really NFL. They're not on teams. And we do these evaluations and we mark them and all that. And then there they are, 1, 2, 3. And then the pro football, all those players and evaluators get into it. And they have a different opinion. Oh, what a shock from the normal people out there just trying to do these rankings. And so we have guys that rise. And we have guys that fall. That's the way it goes every damn year. You hear it, and we especially hear it with quarterbacks. So the draft, it's only about one guy, and that's Shedeur Sanders. My gosh, it's really incredible to listen to all of it that goes on. I know the Giants were out there today working him out. I think the Giants, for quite a while, have looked at it, and they would kind of, well, they like him, but I think they want to feel very secure in what they're doing to try to get him maybe one day to be their quarterback. You know, I'll say this about Shedeur Sanders. He's a pretty good short throw, no doubt about it. You know, everybody talks about their offensive line and the sacks and all that. A lot of sacks outside the pocket. They threw a ton of screens. The 74% of completions. Hey, that's really good, but it was a very careful throwing offense, and it helped get those numbers. But I think the other things he does really well, moves very well in the pocket, throws the deep ball, loves it, can get it up high, get it far down the field, makes it tough on DBs to judge it and catch it. But those are just some of the things that I think about him. But he is very good in the pocket. He's tough. Do I look at him and go, he's a surefire, big-time athlete, quarterback that has a chance to be a Hall of Famer? You know, of course not. I'm not going to say that. So a lot of different opinions on him, and we'll see where this goes. But I think the fact that the Giants have gone out, working him out, Jalen Milroe out, and Tyler Shuck in Louisville, that they're going to get every bit of information they can out of these guys to make a decision that is good for them. I'm just talking about the Giants. And the other thing, I'll just say this about Shedeur. When he did his pro day, have a lot of guys out there, oh, pro days are stupid, the combine. Man, come on. we want to see as much as we can from these guys if we're going to make investments in them and draft them, and our livelihood is on the line too or whatever. But when Shedeur did his pro day, he was very careful, didn't show a lot. And I think that, you know, put a little worry into some people, and we'll see how this workout went with the Giants today. Sorry to make the answer so long.
No. Well, and I wanted to follow up because I've had a theory, Phil, and you would know better than me because you know that family there that you know, drafted you and has owned that team in New York for a long time. Especially when they brought in the two veterans, I never really thought that John would be comfortable with a quarterback sort of that brash and that bold. And they just saw the other team in town kind of have this thing with Aaron Rodgers that went out off the rails. Like, I don't know, like, if that's his style of leader, if that's what he likes out of especially a rookie quarterback. And then I keep thinking they've got their eyes on Eli's nephew down in Austin a year from now.
Well, boy, it's a lot, Jason. So you're saying you don't think Shedeur is kind of made for the Giants and John Mara?
I don't know that John thinks he's made for the Giants. You know what I mean? I'm not saying I don't think it could work, but I just don't know if that's the – that personality would vibe with him to be like, yeah, I'm comfortable with that kid as a rookie being the face of my franchise.
Well, to be honest, just my opinion, I don't know John's. I think John's going to be in favor of whoever's going to give the Giants – a better chance of getting out of where they've been the last few years and to get them back on the map and be a competitive big-time team every week. And if that's Shedeur Sanders, listen, John Mara will be behind it. And really the personality, his way and all that, I'm all for it. I think they need it. You know, you got to get some guys that can talk and, you know, kind of just get guys that emotional, whatever, and I think the Giants, if they think Shedeur Sanders is the guy, which I think they have thought this, I'll go back real quick. I think the Giants before last season were thinking, or when the season was over for college football, hey, I think they really believed they were going to be able to move up and get the first pick in the draft and take Cam Ward. And that fell through when Tennessee said, wow, they looked at him and all of a sudden their opinion changed dramatically. We got to take this quarterback. Because, one, Will Levis is making them do it by his play and how he's throwing the football and his decision-making. And they saw Cam Ward, and that changed. So right off the start, the Giants lose that. They couldn't get Aaron Rodgers they tried to get.
Right.
He turned them down. And then who am I missing? The L.A. quarterback. Come on.
Oh, they wanted Stafford, yeah.
Yeah, thank you. I'm drawing a blank here as I'm looking down. Matt Stafford, they thought they had him. They made an offer. They were pretty confident that was going to work out, and it didn't. So, man, there's a lot there. But there really is. And I think I can't wait to see the draft just to see what happens. Will Abdul Carter be there as the third pick of the draft? Look, I'm not an expert in all that, but when I watched him, and I watched him a lot, and he did it from many different positions on the defense, and he was absolutely tremendous. Just an easy watch, that's for sure. When you watch it, he jumps out. He fills every little thing you ever wanted to know about a pass rusher. And to go one more thing, what you said, Arch Manning, oh, my gosh, can we let him play a little football before we make him the first pick of the draft? And I'll tell you this, I don't think it matters how he plays this year. He'll stay in school another
year. Yeah, that's what they do. Yeah.
You know, that's what the Mannings do. You know, you're going to give him one season, and that's going to be the end. Man, that's not how you go in the NFL now. We're seeing it. These quarterbacks, all the throwing, the offenses, the number of throws, and staying in college and getting more experience is really working out for a lot of them. And I think look, who knows? He has a great year. If somebody thinks he's the first pick, maybe he comes out, but I don't think so.
All right, let me throw another theory at you. And we're talking to my buddy Phil Sims, obviously longtime NFL analyst and Super Bowl winning quarterback. What about this one, Phil? The team here in Baltimore has got 11 picks, and they've got one of the best rosters in football. So ain't no way all those kids are making the team. They don't like to package multiple picks to move up in rounds because they think they do pretty good picking where they pick for the most part. They've got Cooper Rush, but that's basically a one-year, $3 million deal, and we know that Lamar has been hurt in the past. Ozzie Newsome, as big of an Alabama guy as you're going to find. People are talking about Jalen Milroe and saying you can squint and see Jalen Hurts there. And we know that he would fit schematically with a lot of things they could do to even maybe run some of these read option plays for Lamar in the short term. Could that be a day two value pick for the Ravens?
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yes, I think it definitely can. He's big, strong, a very good runner, explosive, of course. The throwing, that's another thing.
Sure.
And you and I had a little talk earlier, and I just said, look, he's right now what I see is the guy that drops back most of the time, looks at a guy, and if there's an open hole anywhere, he's gone.
Yeah.
And, you know, I love all this, and we're going to get a player, and we're gonna make him better and groom him and all these other things. Man, you know, that's an overstated thing by many, many experts out there talking about this. But this would be one where you could see that happening because Lamar is so good at everything he does. Jalen Milroe, he's not Lamar. He's not the same league throwing the football.
Right.
Lamar came out. He was a thrower and a passer. I mean, he got undervalued so much it was incredible. And now I'm thinking about it. I can't remember. I do remember last pick of the first round.
Yep.
I remember, I think my son Christopher had Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson 1-2 in the draft, and he got absolutely destroyed by all the experts. And, you know, I never forget that. When I watched Lamar's highlight film in college, I was like, oh, my gosh. It was one of the greatest highlights or just watching I've seen. Barry Sanders, you know, he was one that jumped there. Adrian Peterson and Lamar Jackson was right in the group. But it's a great place. The runs and the fact that he can run, they got an offense where the quarterback does run, gives them, I think, a group of easy throws. So that would help Lamar, you know, get into the NFL and find his way, I think, a lot easier.
Phil, let's end with the Ravens' arch rival, the Steelers, where their quarterback situation, a gigantic question mark. How do you see that figuring itself out? Is it Aaron Rodgers? Is it possibly Kirk Cousins? Maybe they draft Jackson Dart. How do you see the Steelers solving that quarterback puzzle?
I have no idea. I mean, I'm sitting here. I'm working on the draft a little bit, or not a bit, a little bit, a lot. I said, Lamar, I meant Jalen Milroe there a second ago. But Pittsburgh, they're in a mess right now. What are they going to do? Is Aaron Rodgers going to go there? If he doesn't, you know, we got to draft a Jackson Dart, Tyler Shuck, somebody like that. I don't think they have a choice. And really, I think they need to get two more quarterbacks that can play. I'll go back to this. Last year, one of my dark secrets or whatever I really thought about the draft was when I was – oh, my gosh, I'm losing my train of thought here so much. Joe Milton.
Yes.
I loved Joe Milton in the draft last year. I said he'll be a steal at the end of the second round or the third, early third. Hell, he went in the sixth. So, but he was out there. I don't know why more teams didn't want to trade for him. I mean, I watched him in college, and I watched him at New England in preseason. He was tearing it up, and then when he did get to play, he had everything. Accuracy, great decisions, mobility, size, arm strength. Oh, my gosh. He was I just don't understand it. I heard a few people tell me that they had a call. These are teams that, do you want to trade for Joe Milton? And they didn't even think about it. And I said, really? You didn't think? Whatever. So
Malik Willis is the other one for me. I've been talking about him for months. I reach out to some people in Pittsburgh. It was like, why don't you call Green Bay instead of doing this thing with Rodgers at age 41? What about Malik Willis? It looked like LaFleur knew what he was doing with that kid.
It was tremendous. He started down in Tennessee in preseason. He turned it around. He became a quarterback. He was reading the defense right, making the throws. He's mobile. He's big. He's tough as hell. And let me tell you, he put some pressure on Jordan Love.
Yeah.
Jordan Love missed a game or two, and all of a sudden, hey, I feel better. Yeah, I'm doing this. Yeah, you better feel better, because I thought Malik Willis was tremendous last year. I had him two games, but one game, I swear, I graded him out at 100%.
Wow.
And his throwing is just completely different and better than it was. And, of course, his mobility showed. And the only reason the Tennessee let him go, they just wanted to make sure they cleared the deck for Will Levis to have nobody, you know, compete against him. And it kept the fans out of that business a little bit, too. And Malik Willis, man, he did a great job up in Green Bay.
He's Phil Sims. He knows a thing or two about playing the quarterback position. He's also an Inside Access Hall of Famer.
Yes,
Phil,
he is.
Thank you so much, brother, for taking the time. We appreciate it.
Enjoy the draft.
All right. Yeah, I was having some, brain freezes there.
you're good, brother.
It happens to us a time or two.
Look.
All right.
You've earned it.
Have a great day.
Right, thanks, my friend.
See you, Phil.
All right.
We're going to get back into the Ravens at 3:30 when we have a six-pack. Six Ravens that are on the hot seat a week away from the draft. But got to get into the Orioles' big-time win over the Guardians last night, 9-1. And Dean Kramer was a big reason why the Orioles were able to break the skid. We'll get into Dean Kramer's performance next on The Fan.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.